The theme of our readings today is radical discipleship. You know, a lot of people have different idea about the word radical. So we say, oh, we have many radicals in Congress. Our leader is so radical. But when we look at its root, radical comes from the Latin radix, radices, which means root. So when we talk about radical discipleship, we talk about the root of discipleship or the essence of discipleship. What is discipleship in its essence? Solomon, in our first reading today, we heard his prayer. As a king, seldom can we find kings who pray. And we will be astonished that instead of asking God for wealth, for power, for long reign, for death of his enemies, and for prestige, what did Solomon ask God in prayer? Prudence, wisdom. Why is this so? When he could have asked for more riches, because in order for him to really govern well his people, he need a lot of wealth, isn't it? And that is what our leaders today do. They need a lot of money, of riches, in order to govern well the people. But you know what? At the root of Solomon's calling as a king, he is really wise, because for him, the people whom he governed is not really his. They are God's people. And since they are God's people, he needs the guidance of God to rule and govern these people. Isn't it wise? Isn't it the root of his being a disciple of the Lord? That he really wanted that God would lead him or would guide him in leading the people. This is the discipleship. Begging God for his will, knowing what his will. What, Lord, is your will for me to lead these people, to lead my family, to lead a lot of people? Because they are not mine after all. They are yours. The people whom we govern, the people whom we lead, are not our own. Even the children that you have right now at your side, they are not yours, absolutely. They are God's. So ask God, how will you lead them? How would you govern them? How would you make them better citizens? The will of God is very, very important. So may we imitate Solomon, dear brothers and sisters, when we look at our own discipleship, when we want really to follow God, when we really want to lead the people he has given us. May the wisdom of Solomon be always with us. The letter to the Hebrews talks about a very good reminder and a proposal that at the root of discipleship, the Word of God is very, very vital and important. According to the letter to the Hebrews, the Word of God would reveal to us who God is. And it further states that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword, which is capable of penetrating our body and our spirit, even the deep recesses of our heart. The Word of God is capable of penetrating it. And besides, the Word of God would make us free. And when we are free, we are closer to the truth. And at the root of discipleship, being truthful is very, very important. That's why the Word of God, if we examine the root of discipleship, is very, very necessary. And so we have to open ourselves. We should not run away from the Word of God, and we should not abandon the Word of God, or we should not disregard the Word of God, because for us to look at the root of discipleship, again, I said, the Word of God is very, very important. Now look at the gospel. Oh, we have a very beautiful and touching gospel today. The rich young man who approached Jesus. Seldom can we find rich people who would be preoccupied with eternal life. For many of them, their preoccupation is, of course, how to travel around the world, how to increase their wealth. That is their preoccupation. But this rich young man is unusual. He was so preoccupied with eternal life. And so he asked Jesus, "Lord, how can I gain eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Oh, as usual, you know the commandments." So Jesus enumerated to him. And he said, "Oh Lord, there's no problem with that. Since I was a kid, I was already schooled in the Word of God." Remember that Jews, even when they were small, the commandments of God is really implanted into their consciousness. They have to be schooled in it so that when they grow old, they already know by heart the commandments of God. And he said, "Oh, I am a summa cum laude about that, Lord. No problem about that." But Jesus Christ sends another thing on this rich young man. Since he was rich, again here we see the radicality of Jesus Christ. Imagine that Jesus Christ was also a radical person. "Well, you are rich. If you really want to gain eternal life, sell what you have. Give it to the poor and follow me." Remember that Jesus Christ did not make bargain with this rich young man. "Okay, you can make a half of your riches. You retain it for yourself. And then half of it you sell and give to the poor." Jesus did not do that. He did not make any bargain with this rich man. He said, "Sell what you have. All what you have, sells." Simple radicality. "Sell what you have. Give it to the poor. And follow me." And his face fell when he heard the statement from our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the rich young man was rooted. In other words, he was so attached to his wealth, to his riches. And so he could not get into the root of being a true disciple because he is rooted in his own riches. That's why Jesus said it's very difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier even for a camel to pass through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, simply because they are rooted in material things rather than being rooted in God. The story of the rich young man could be our own story. There are many things that block us really from attaining eternal happiness when we are so, brothers and sisters, detached from worldly cares, when we are so rooted instead of being rooted in God. Like Solomon, the rich young man, we have to be rooted in God in order for us to become real and true disciples.